This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Food, as we all know, has gotten more expensive over the past year. 11% more expensive. That's according to the CPI numbers that we got last week. Not more expensive, though, most cuts of beef, which are lower than they were a year ago. All of that by way of background to today's earnings report from Tyson Foods. The meat packer said that while, yeah, beef and pork prices did fall on average, its prices were up overall. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains the apparent discrepancy there is all thanks to our old friends, supply and demand.
Let's start with beef. On average, Tyson Foods is charging 8% less for it than it did a year ago. It says that's because people have shifted to buying cheaper cuts of beef. Jason Lusk runs the Agricultural Economics Department at Purdue University.
Inflationary pressures have been hitting consumers, and so they're looking for ways to economize.
At the same time, Lusk says beef supplies have been rising. That's because producers have been bringing more cattle to market this fall.
It's an anticipation that they don't have enough forage to feed those animals over the winter. And given the fact that other grain prices, corn, soybeans are high, it'd be very costly to keep those animals around.
The supply of pork has been rising, too. Glenn Tonzer at Kansas State University says foreign demand for American pork is down, in large part because the dollar is so strong.
And that makes it harder for U.S. companies to export, which in turn leads to more pork being here in our domestic market.
Tonzer's been researching how consumers react when prices of various pork products rise. Take the category that includes pork chops.
Price sensitivity, consumers responding to how it's marked down or not marked down, is growing in the pork loin category as we have higher inflation.
That kind of price sensitivity has consumers reaching for an alternative.
Chicken is generally cheaper than beef and pork for the consumer.
That's Dan Sumner, an ag economist at UC Davis. Tyson Foods reported it's charging more for chicken. Sumner says chicken producers are likely to ramp up production next year.
It's a little easier to fine-tune that in 6 months as opposed to if you want another steer, I'm sorry, you made that decision 3 years ago.
The USDA expects chicken production to grow by 2% next year. It expects beef production to fall. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.